For all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So in the middle of Siman Reish Hei, we are actually in the middle of the Mishnah Brura on Sif Beis. So if we remember Sif Beis, Mechaber told us that if you took vegetables and you cooked it, and the water got a flavor from the vegetables, the water would be a Ber Pri Hadama. So, and we saw some exceptions to those rules where the Iker is not the water, where the intent, most people don't necessarily drink the water. Those were some of the exceptions that we saw. So we're holding Sif Katan Tes, okay? And the Mechaber had said water that you cook to your ruckus in it. So it says the Mishabu, right? Salaima. Shereitza, what's the case that the Mechaber is talking about? Shereitza Ligmaya Mayam Levat. You want to swallow the water alone. The Ilium Oichlin Imayarek, if you would make, if you would be eating it with the vegetables, and Shayach Shem Bracha Lamayim, then certainly not making any bracha on the water. The nice and tefillah yard, then you're making hadama just because of the vegetables. So here, the Mechaber is talking about you only want the liquid. So Mechaber said you make the same bracha that's on the vegetable or the fruit that you cooked in the water. Says the Mishabur, that you went ahead and you cooked this in order to create two dishes, the vegetables and the liquid. Okay? The ili bishal yarakus, if you cook the vegetables, oisharan litzarech memam levad lishtei saitzim, to create a drink. Okay, so now a drink is different than a food. Eimer baruch aleim el shahako, you only make a shahako. Okay, and Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheimer explains this also this way. He says when you classify something as a soup, that's what the Mechaber is talking about when it's a food. If something comes classified as a drink, for example, a cup of tea, so though you technically soaked some sort of yarakus in it or coffee, that is a drink, that is a shahakal. Okay, says the Mechaber. So the Mechaber said, Shemavarachal, you make the same bracha that you make on the vegetable. That he said, we're talking about vegetables. Avol, this is a very important halacha. Levivos, sabishlam b'mayim, which is, levivos is either farfel, eluction, macaronis, knedlach, right? You cook them in water. V'ein reitz alecha levivos, rak lishtes hamayim levad. And here you want to eat the water. Husafik mivarech aleim b'yamin ha-mezaynus ka levivos. Do you make a mezaynus on the water? Similarly to if I cook vegetables in water, the water becomes adama. What happens if I cooked macaroni in water and I like the macaroni water and now I want to eat the water? Says you should take some of the mezaynus pots, some of the knedel or the pasta, and make a mezaynus. And then also make a shahakal on something else. Eat enough of the pasta that you can make an alamichya, and eat enough of the other liquid that you're drinking that you used to make the shahakal, so you can make the gambar and the fashas. And there, you'll make a burn of fashas. Now, before we get excited, let's read the rest of Mishnah Berurah. V'zeh dafkev inyan, zeh sheker ritzaynehu rak lechos arayto shel vivas. This that we said that you should do, this is only where I only want the liquid of this cooked macaroni. Alvim roitza lechel gamal vivas atzmei kederech haylam, but if I want to eat the farfel as well, right, or the, and I'll show you the classic case in a moment, v'varech al vivas mayrim inu ezaynus, you make a bracha mayrim inu ezaynus, so part of it is that's all right, then you obviously pat the liquid that's with it. Gamken lekulami tam tafel, because it is a tafel. Now, what's the classic case? So let's talk legei al halacha, right? So if you buy one of the tradition soups, right? So that's the classic case. You pour the water in. You like the liquid that's in there, and you like the pasta. Now, these things, what's the bracha on it? Is a shahakam mezaynus, right? Or let's go with another case. You go to the store. I had this yesterday. I bought a minestrone soup. Now, unbeknownst to me, minestrone soup had vegetables in it and everything else. And I, as I was eating it, all of a sudden I discovered that there was some pasta in the soup, in the minestrone soup as well. So what bracha is it, right? So lamaisa is as follows. If you're eating a soup that is full of pasta and pretty much most of your spoonful, and you like the pasta, most of your spoonfuls are going to have pasta in it, You make a mezainis on that soup, and even if you have a little bit left over at the end that doesn't have any pasta in it, so the tradition soup, 90% of your, pretty much the entire bowl that you're going to eat is going to have the pasta in it, and there it would be a mezainis, and even if you have a little liquid left over at the end, you would not have to make another bracha because it was a tuffel to mezainis, and the bracha of the mezainis already covered whatever is left over. But if you buy a soup like I bought, which has a couple of pastas thrown into it, so that's a little bit more problematic because the pasta is not really an ik of the soup. It's not really why you're eating the soup. The soup itself is adama. But when you eat the pasta, you have to make a mezainis. So really over there, you should take out some of the pasta to make a mezainis on it. And you should eat the bowl of the spoonful of the soup with the vegetables and make adama on it. And if in the soup, you had enough pasta to make an alamichya, you make an alamichya. But really, the can't say that the ikar over here is the pasta. Okay. Now, the imbisha rak mat levivas amayim levivas bahar b'mayim. You had a little bit of pasta in or fairful and a lot of water. The ikar kavanas tavshilei who rak b'shvil amayim. And your main thing over here is you want the liquid. Sharoit of kamat sol. The liquid is almost clear. B'zeh bevade ein amayim b'telim levivas. It doesn't become bottom. Mivarech alamayim shahakel. You make a shahakel. Levivas by mezainis. You have to make a mezainis on, like I just explained, you have to make a mezainis on the pastas. You have to make a bracha on the liquid, whether it's adam or shahakel, depending on the situation. B'chayu adam kasa shekam b'zeh yoyse toshi v'roch shahakel. Davarachel canal. Better make the bracha on something else. Okay. Then the mechaber went on. He says, even though this liquid, as we saw, is very unusual that we should have this kind of case. Afal pisha embam, even it only has the tam of the vegetables, there's no vegetables. This halacha that the liquid would become a hadama is where it's only water. Water has no flavor. The only flavor in this water is the flavor of the vegetables. Avim bisha yarek, bechoimitz, with vinegar, ibimashka, suyimimei, subin, vikemach, or shakarik vas. It has bran or flour. Yeshrim tam of neatzman. So now this water has other flavors besides the vegetables. We had this already. It's just chazering over here at the end. A nigra mashka chayerik. So then we don't say that the mashka is like the yerik. You make a shahakel. But who adim the mashka barsh with this barsh, which is made from beets. Who may shrius barekas chamutzim, which they used to make them from sour beets. Now you made this barsh, but this had in it vegetables and also had in it meat. We don't make a shahakel because of the meat. Because in that case, the vegetables itself give a tam to the liquid. Eating the meat, you have to make a shahakel. And have in mind to pata the right of the stabbish, the right to tuffle and gabe bus. If you're eating the barsht with the meat in it, then the barsht is a tuffle to the meat. Okay, so we'll come to, let's just read the last part of the Shavura here, and then we'll do a quick recap. In basa, the yurak is nice and tam by amarik, basa nice and tam by amarik. If you have, we said this already yesterday, that if you have a soup, that like chicken soup, it has vegetables, which gave a flavor to chicken soup, and it has meat, it has the chicken that gave a flavor. Since the basar is considered, right, it's called chicken soup, it's not called vegetable soup. Hilkahu ikr, so that's the ikr. You make a shahakel makom makom. Oichla yorek in amarik, v'yachad, and tzarech levarach kim al yorek, you only have to make an amarik, the amarik nasa tofu gam layorek. So if you take a bowl of chicken soup, and you take a lot of vegetables, so then your ikker is the vegetables. You take a bowl of chicken soup, and you have a drop of vegetables, and the ikker is the soup. If you take a bowl of chicken soup, and you have a little bit of vegetables, or a lot, and you have also a little bit of lakshin in it, now you got a headache. So eat it Friday night when you watch. But no, but seriously, you would have to really, if the ikker is the soup, and you have a little bit of lakshin in it, then you'd still have to make a separate bracha on the lakshin. If the ikar, if you're taking a bowl of soup with a ton of lakshin and every bite has an lakshin, then your ikar becomes a lakshin, as we just said. As we mentioned, the vegetables in this case were being used as an ikar. But let's go lemais over here, because as I mentioned when we started the sif, it was quite confusing. And I spoke a number of times to the Rav about it, and he himself said that he's not 100% sure why we pass him this way. He says, but at the end of the day, this is, he understands the reasons why the Svarim say this, but at the end of the way, this is what it is. So let's talk Lamaisa of what's Negeita. So we just spoke about the tradition soups, and we spoke about like a minestrone soup that has a little pasta, so that's pretty simple. You have a soup that has whole pieces of vegetables in it, it is a Hadama, right? And if it has a lot of, you know, if it's mostly like a real vegetable soup, has a bunch of vegetables, and at the end of your bowl, you have a little liquid left over, you don't have to make another bracha. Just like if you ate a tradition soup, you made a mezainis, you don't have to make a bracha on the liquid that's left over at the end. You have a vegetable soup that has a lot of vegetables in it, you make hadama. There's a little liquid left on the end. That liquid was a tafel to the vegetables. You make a hadama. If you make borscht, depends if you're Hungarian, Galiciana, or Polish. It's three different ways that the borscht is made. Usually, some say that it's not really royal achilas kelev. That's what some people say about borscht. But those people who like borscht, if it's made as a drink with nothing else in it but beet juice and sugar and some lemon juice, so that's made as a drink, right? So then it would be a shahakal. If it's made like some people make the borscht where it has meat in it and you're eating it together with the meat, so then the ikker is the meat and you make a shahakal on it anyway. If you make it as a soup, but you take out the beets and you take out the meat, Mechaber is saying over here, it's Hadama. Most people make a shahakal on it. That would become questionable. But the other important thing, we touched on this a few times, but Lamaisa, you make a vegetable soup and then you take the immersion blender and you blend up the vegetable soup until the point that it is completely blended up. What's the bracha on it? So on one hand, before you blended up the vegetables, it would be hadama, right? Before you blended up those vegetables, the liquid of that would be a shahako, because over there, the ikker was your vegetables. If I decide to eat some of the liquid without the vegetables, I made a vegetable soup, right? So good question. We'll get that in a second. If you had the vegetables in it, the vegetables hadama, technically the liquid was no bracha at all because it was a tuffle to the vegetables. Now you go ahead and you grind it up to the point that it's no longer nicker. You don't see any obvious vegetables in there. Lamaisa, it's a machlekes in the Paiskim today. This is something relatively new, I guess, of the last, 50 years. Prior to that, I don't think they had immersion blenders, so it wasn't a very common thing, and people would eat soup with whole vegetables. Lamaisa, it seems to be machlekes a Paiskim, and the minig of the Olam is that we make a shahakal on that. They explain the svara behind it. We just said that if just the water alone should technically be hadama, right? If I cook vegetables in water, Mechaber says that the water becomes hadama. They say is because really the vegetables was, in this case, the vegetables was the Adama and the liquid had no bracha. Now that I chopped up the vegetables to the point that it's not Nika the Tzura anymore, those vegetables become a shahakal and therefore it stays a shahakal. That's the svara that they say, but Lamaisa, that's what we make. David brought up the case is what when your parent forces you to eat something. So we mentioned that a couple of weeks ago. That Lamaisa, one of the Paiskim brings down that if somebody who's nanas, there's a shayla in the Paiskim, you should make a bracha or not. So the shayla is if you force your children anyway to eat something, what do you have to do? Do you make a bracha or not? Lamaisa, I forgot who it was, one of the Paiskim says that because of this, that a parent who's forcing the kid to eat something should make an extra effort to try to convince the kid, yes, I'm forcing you to eat it, but it's good for you, you want to do it. You shouldn't just, because then it becomes a shayla and a bracha, especially if the kids are cotton, you're being mechanech them to make a bracha on something that is that ma'anis. And a ma'anis doesn't, somebody who's being forced to eat something doesn't make a bracha on it. Me personally, I used to have a bet with my sister every Pesach, if I can down one glass of borscht, I will say, I never had more than one glass of borscht on a Pesach, but I will also say that I never lost the bet. I always managed to get that one down. So, that is that's the story. Let's stop over here, and Metz Hashem, we'll be able to start with Sif Gimel, and hopefully we can finish up the Simon tomorrow. Right, today's Wednesday.